Alright, welcome to my AM masturbation. I am here with my interrogator. I know name.
It's a terrible name.
Oddly appropriate though.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get this party started.
Sweet.
Know.
Yeah. So since you are a master of spanking, we decided that you're gonna start with spanking. With my power of fives.
So, oh, okay.
I think we'll start with your favorite, the spoon.
Yes.
For these ones. Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Yeah. So the thing is, you're going to spank the entire time you have to answer.
God.
And I'm probably not going to let you have the spoon the whole time. All right.
Okay.
So. All right. Start. And then five things you could live without.
Okay. Fuck. Hippies. Fuck. Okay. Oh, God. Traffic and, shit, I cannot think. Cable. Fuck. Long lines. Mm. And, oh, God. People who work on commission. Fuck.
Interesting. Wow, that's a weird one. Okay.
They're just so damn pushy.
That's the weirdest answer ever. People that are commission bad. So next up, five favorite phrases. Go.
Five favorite phrase. Like, okay, they don't have to be sexual, right?
Be anything. Spank.
Calm down. All right. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. you're right.
Shocking.
Shut up. Oh, fuck. Good girl. Fuck. Fuck, I cannot think.
God, stop getting all pussy on the fucking spanks. I can barely hear him.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Fuck. I can't think. Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Love to hear that one. Jesus. Fuck. Thank you. And you make me happy.
Cool. Switch to the belt.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh fuck.
five favorite pet names. Go.
Okay. Oh fuck. I guess it's a repeat with good girl. Fuck. Kitten. Jesus Christ. anything possessive. Can I just say that? Like anything possessive?
Anything like, possessive, like spank your fucking ass.
Does that count though? Ah, fuck.
Sure.
Okay. And these can also be ones to use, right?
Yeah. Use or
yourself. Daddy, and fuck, sir, Jesus.
Oh my god, this next one's gonna be fun. Oh, all right, top five kinks.
Okay. Oh, spanking, obviously. Mm-hmm. Oh, fear play. God. Fuck. New one is impreg. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. I can't think of anything.
Come on. Just because you can't think of one doesn't mean you get to stop spanking.
Fuck. Fuck. Pain. Ow. Motherfucker. And, anal, does that count? Is that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are the last two options? I forget. A whip and a what?
I have the crop.
Crop,
and...
sorry. Yes, crop.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Finish off with the crop.
Uh-huh.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Five best days of your life. Get to spanking.
Jesus.
How's that? Was... fucking sass now.
The day I was born. The day I graduated college. God damn it. Oh, fuck.
Don't you dare fucking stop spanking. There's way too much breaks in between.
It's just quiet. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The day I got accepted into grad school. Jesus, fuck. The day my mom got remarried. God damn it. Oh. And, the day I graduated grad school. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, fuck. Was that five? Please
yeah,
tell me
that was
five.
Yeah, that was five. Okay. That was delicious.
Fuck.
Five favorite things about yourself.
Oh, my God. Okay. My intelligence. Oh, God, this sounds so fucking conceited. Fuck.
As you spank yourself, I highly doubt it.
Yeah. my ass. God, fuck. my freckles. Jesus. My assertiveness. And my humor. Fuck.
Excellent.
Fuck.
Let's see. Alright. Five favorite songs to fuck to.
Oh, God. Okay. Genuine Pony.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have songs that I, like...
Well...
fuck.
I guess we're just gonna have a really long audio of you cropping your ass.
There's a trap remix of Katy Perry's Dark Horse. That's really good. Jesus. God. Fuck. I cannot.
Oh, I don't mind.
You're such an asshole.
I could listen to you grab all day.
Jesus Christ. Okay. She's Genuine In Those Jeans.
Yes.
That's a good one. Mm. And oh fuck. God, like everything Rihanna's ever done. Could not be three songs or whatever.
I got one more. Come on.
Oh, fuck. Beyonce's. Oh, there's like everything by Beyonce. Oh, fuck. Mm. Partition. That's one. Okay. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
Fuck.
That's all the power fives for so far.
Oh.
So lay on your back.
Oh my God. I don't want to roll over.
Hmm.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And just put the Hitachi on the outside.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, setting one?
Setting one, yeah.
Okay.
So what was the best orgasm of your life? Please explain in full detail.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Jesus. Maybe the first one, I think, just because it was so... groundbreaking, I guess. And it was after several years of having, you know, masturbated without any real effects. So several years of pent up sexual tension just in one big orgasm. And describing it, it was with a vibrator. Oh, fuck. And that was my first vibrator, and I was 14, I think, or 15. And it just, it took a while, and then all of a sudden I just got there, and it was extraordinary. It lasted for like 30 seconds. Oh, it was really good.
You've been a fiend ever since.
Yep. Pretty much.
Amazing. Let's see. So in your spanking there, you mentioned that fear play is one of your top kinks.
Mm-hmm.
Has it always been, or is it something new? And what is your biggest fear play fantasy?
So I've known I've been into, I guess I could have listed, damn it, I could have listed rape as one of the things. I was not thinking. I've been. Yeah, I wonder why.
Push it closer.
Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh, fuck. Okay. I've been into rape play for a while, and that was all about the dominance. I wasn't really into the fear aspect of it at that point. And so fear play is new as of GWA.
Gotcha.
And top fear play fantasy is probably a stalker scenario, like being stalked and having someone be that obsessed with you, because that's what I love about fear play. Fuck.
It's getting hot in here.
Okay. Is kind of the obsession side of it, so a stalker and abduction scenario.
Gotcha. So you enjoy the helplessness or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. What's your favorite cereal?
Cheerios. Plain Cheerios.
Just plain Cheerios?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a regular milk or are you a soy milk?
Skim milk.
Skim milk. Gotcha. I really was pegging you for a soy and I wanted to make fun of you and then...
I hate soy milk.
Yeah. What? Death by chocolate or death by sexy times?
What?
What?
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh my God. Sexy times.
Okay.
Fuck. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Closer. When you get aroused, do you tend to produce a lot of natural lubrication?
Yes.
Favorite. Sorry, these questions, man.
Okay.
Favorite fast food item.
I don't eat a lot of fast food. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say. From when I lived in North Carolina, it was Bojangles.
Bojangles? I don't think I even heard of that.
It's North Carolina, and they do chicken and biscuits, and they do the best egg and cheese biscuit ever.
Interesting. Like fast food wise, or just period?
Period.
Oh. Wow. Closer. Let's get that shit right on your clip.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
What's the last book you read?
I'm in the middle of reading the a biography on General Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really interesting.
Pull it away.
I turn it off, or
no, right on the edge. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, although we are almost to a cool down period.
Can't overheat.
Yeah, no burning vaginas, please.
Please, no.
What's your spirit animal? You know who asked this one.
What?
What's your spirit animal?
I don't know.
Actually, let's convert that to my version of that question. If you could claim any animal as your spirit animal, what would it be, and how would their orgasm sound?
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Well, now my original answer is going to be, I don't know how I can make an orgasm noise for that. I was going to say...
Just make it up.
The Pacific sunfish.
A sunfish? Now you have to. What is
this? Oh my god, I don't know what it would say. Just a lot of bubbles?
Oh my god. Fucking sunfish, it's so good.
Oh my god.
All right, back on your clip. Are you or were you ever particularly good at carnival games? And which ones?
Carnival.
And why?
I won a goldfish once.
At which one?
The one where you have to throw the little rings around the glass bottles.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's like the hardest one ever. Like, I'm pretty sure
the trick is you just get a whole handful of the rings and you throw them all at once.
That's funny.
But I don't know if that constitutes as being good at it or as I just got right? lucky. And then I didn't know what to do with the fucking goldfish.
Just like walking around the fair?
Yes, pretty much.
That's What's one thing a man or woman can say to you or do in regular everyday life that just froths up your loins?
Froths? Like a non-sexual thing, or?
I think they mean sexual. It's just the wording is cracking me up as well.
Playing with my hair.
That's just some like people come up to you and just play with your hair.
Oh, is it supposed to be like a random stranger? What?
That's like regular everyday life. Like, the coworkers just like, come up this, like, damn girl, your hair look good, girl. Shit, hey girl, want some hair strokes?
Yeah, hell yeah, you know my hair looks good. It's something that they just. Oh God, I don't know.
Let's say stranger, because that would be a significant other thing, right? Playing with your hair. Or even just a friend, somebody close.
Yeah, that someone, usually I know who the person is before they start right. touching my hair. Usually, I mean.
Yeah, just some random stranger. You're like, you're eating your fucking Cheerios at, you know. Just come up like, hey, you know, it's nice hair. The way it feels on my fingers.
Bites their lip. You bite their lip.
Ah, that's a good one.
Come on, please go.
Oh, I'm totally just thinking. Yeah, let's see. Do you have any phobias?
Not really. I used to have like a, not a phobia, but I really, really don't like feet. Really don't like feet. But I've gotten better about it. But other than that, no phobias. Like I love reptiles and insects. I think they're really cool.
So I can tell it's starting to get really good. Your speaking is getting really fast.
Oh, God.
take it off and turn it off.
Turn it off?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, in order to answer this question, I think we're just going to have to, you know, try it out. So, rank in order from favorite to be spanked with. So first, do your hand.
Okay.
Let's make it fun. Let's do 10 spanks.
10? Oh, Jesus. Okay. Do I need to count them out?
Of course.
Obviously. Stupid question. Okay. Oh, fine. 1, 2, 3, fuck, oh god, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, oh, fuck, 10. Oh my god. Okay.
Now the spoon.
One.
Do you have a paddle?
I don't have a paddle, no.
Okay. Erect phallus? Erect phalluses? Okay. And a pool noodle. Do you have a pool noodle?
I do not have a pool noodle.
Okay. So, rank in order from the ones you use. So, from, let's go favorite to least. So, from top to bottom. Favorite one to be spanked with.
Oh, God. Wooden spoon.
Okay. Actually, let's make this interesting.
Okay.
Are you able to have the Hitachi on while you spank?
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Okay. So let's put that on, and then as we go down the order, 5 spanks from the ones. Yes. 5 more.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Fuck. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Fuck. Okay.
Wooden spoon. 5.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You better not mess up the fucking count.
Shit. Okay. Alright. Fuck. 1. 2. Fuck. 3. 4.
So what's your second favorite?
The crop.
Okay. 5 with the crop.
Okay. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5.
And your third favorite?
Hand. 3. Oh, fuck. 4. 5.
And since it's your least favorite, let's get another 10 out of the belt.
No! Okay. Oh, fuck. 1. Oh, fuck. 2. 3. Fuck. 4. 5. Shit. 6. 7. Oh, fuck. 8. 9. Oh, 10. Oh my god.
Keep the toy on for a little while. And just focus on how good that pain felt.
Turn it off?
Yeah, turn it off.
Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, that was a close call.
Warm beach or hiking in forest mountains?
I'd say just because I live so close to the beach, I'm going to go with mountains.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely about that beach. Even though fucking Lola and Allie.
They just haven't been to a good beach.
Yeah, exactly. Is there something that would mechanically... Wait, hold on. Sorry, I read that wrong. Is there something... even I got distracted on that one. Is there something that would be mechanically ideal to play with / spank yourself with, but is morally off limits? What?
What? Morally off limits?
Like a robot child or something?
I don't know, like a chihuahua? What?
What?
Not that I can
think of. Oh, maybe like the Bible or something.
Oh, no, fuck it. I have to spank myself. I think I have done that before.
Bad,
not
bad
a religious
girl.
Person. No, I can't think of anything.
Nothing that's off limits. I'm completely shocked.
Nothing that's... Well, I mean... What's off-limits that you want to spank yourself with?
Morally off-limits. So, like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, some people probably wouldn't have a sexy time with the fucking Bible. But, or, I don't know, your mom's hairbrush. Or, I don't know, something like that. Something that it could work as a spanking device, but might not really.
Yeah, probably anything that's of, like a family member's item. Like...
Gotcha.
Like the hairbrush, that'd be weird. I have my own hairbrush. I don't need that. But I also don't want to spank. Isn't that the question? Like, I want to spank myself with it?
No, it's
like
just
a moral
says,
limit.
Is there something that would be mechanically ideal to spank yourself with, but is morally off limits, such as, you know?
Oh, yeah. Other people's, like, in other people's possessions that are not, like, the person isn't, like, a friend or a sexual interest to me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Family and coworkers, for example.
Yeah, like a coworker's keyboard or something. Keyboard would be so weird. Type me a message.
Right, yeah, I'll do a text pose. It's just from me spanking myself on the keyboard.
That would be great. That would be amazing.
Oh my
god.
It would
be so fucking funny.
Yeah, I have a wireless keyboard. I could totally do that too.
Yeah.
Probably break the fucking keyboard.
Yeah, I guess that's probably not good. Buy one of those like old ones.
Yeah.
All right. If you could have one creature, real or fiction, as a steed that you rode around to work and movies and stuff, what would it be? Oh my god.
As a steed? Just to like work? Is that what the question said?
A little too fucking close. yeah, if you could have one creature, real or fictional, as a steed that you know, rode around like a, you know, a tempest with golden wings.
Oh my god.
To work in movies and stuff. Just like, instead of a car, if you just ride
yeah.
something, what would you ride? And, you know, don't be all dirty.
I wasn't going anywhere dirty.
then I guess you should put it back on. I guess we're not there.
Fuck. Okay. I don't know, like a... Pegasus. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Pegasus would be cool.
Flying horse.
That's right. Least favorite place on your body to be spanked. Is there one?
Well, I don't like getting slapped, if that counts.
Like in the face?
In the face. I don't like being slapped across the face.
Okay. It's a face. It's a good one. Most people don't. I haven't met many. Well, publicly they wouldn't like. Like they wouldn't just like someone, you know. How dare you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, God.
But like if in play or something.
Yeah. If it's like really gentle, I guess. But like a full on like slap across the face. No. Mm hmm. Huh.
What should I ask? Stuck. Fuck.
Take your time.
Oh, I totally am. if spanking. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Is spanking its own niche for you, pull it away, or does it fall into some broader category, like sadism dominance?
Is it turning it off, or...?
Yeah, turn off.
I mean, it does fall into pain and, sadism and masochism stuff, but it very much is its own thing, apart from that. Mm-hmm. As well, I guess. Non-committal answer. There you go.
If all of your sex toys had to be the same color and all of the ones you currently have became this color, what would it be?
I don't think I really care about the color all that much. So I don't know. Let's go for funky. Let's go for like, I don't know, neon tie-dye.
Neon tie-dye. Yes. So good.
Glow in the dark. Fuck, I don't care. Glow in the dark neon tie-dye. That's it.
Oh, my God. All right. I think we're about halfway through the questions. I think it's about time to get real. Let's knock that bad boy up to 2.
Fuck. Oh my God, oh my God.
And stop. Do you have any tattoos?
I have 2 tattoos.
Where?
One is on my right hip and one is on... Shut up!
That was the reaction I was looking for. Yes!
One is on my right hip and the other is on my right shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm. On.
Hmm?
On again?
On my 2. Right shoulder blade?
Oh, no, turn it on. The attachment, yeah. Sorry.
Fuck.
And off. What are a few of your favorite audios that you listen to on GWA? Oh, these are separate questions. Yes, let's do that one.
On?
What are a few? like, let's say ones that changed you from a friendly lurker to a addicted member.
Okay. And you want it on? Sorry, I can't hear you over setting 2. Jesus.
No, you're good. You're good off right now. I'm just
okay.
Gonna...
I don't. This is. I don't want to.
I'll
like...
just say 2. That'll be the word now.
2. Okay.
If I say say 2, just put this shit on.
Fuck. I don't want to. This is such an awkward question. Like,
And it doesn't have to be people. Like, you don't have to even mention the names. You could just say, okay. You know, this audio that was about blah blah blah, or these. Even you could even. I mean, this isn't what they're asking, but for me, like, it's cool if you just answer a type. You
know, type. Like,
you know, let's say that a few of your favorite audio types, or if there really was an audio that, you know, when you came here, you were kind of like, all right, yeah, listen to a few, blah blah, and then you heard one and you were like, wow, where can I get more of that? Was there an audio like that? Two.
There was, it was a Dom came home to his disobedient sub, I think. And it was really, really good. Really good.
Sounds good. Two.
And there were a couple more that used fuck that used the pet name Kitten and
And off.
oh God oh, fuck and those were really good.
Don't think you even answered the question.
What was the question?
That was hilarious because you said the one and that like yeah, and then there was some more that were
They used the word kitten. I
yeah, I
was like,
think.
yeah, that's the
Oh my God, back on two. What's something that you find inexplicably sexy in someone?
Assertiveness.
And off. Right, so when you read the word fantasy, what's the first thing that pops into your head and why?
Sci-fi books, because there's science fiction fantasy.
Right. Okay.
Completely non-sexy
Yeah,
answer.
exactly. Science, bitch.
Nerd out.
Captain Kirk, you are having a dinner party. You can invite five celebrities and five historical figures. Who do you invite and what do you serve? And on to.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Five celebrities would be Idris Elba, Helen Mirren, oh, Ellen DeGeneres, God damn it, Will Smith, and
Off.
I don't know, Kevin Spacey. And just an eclectic mix. And the five historical figures would be Gandhi, Churchill, Lewis and Clark, and this might get a lot of unpopular responses, but Idi Amin. And what would I serve?
On to.
I would make really good chili with cornbread.
That's it? Chili and cornbread?
Oh, I have to get more specific.
That's what you make five celebrities for? Chili and cornbread?
Hey, I make really good fucking chili. Fuck you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And off.
Oh,
See you
practicing with setting one, so now with their setting two, we are getting the result we are looking for.
Imagine that the gladiator... Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Get your shit together, man.
Cannot... Yeah, sorry. I know, I'm not even... You're supposed to be distracted, not me.
Yeah.
Imagine that the gladiator... Wow!
Oh my god. Do you want me to read it? Are you having some trouble over there?
Wow. Apparently, my brain... Just skipping a beat. Imagine that the gladiator games are reinstated in modern times. You are chosen out of a lottery and have 24 hours to prepare yourself, but you cannot flee or otherwise escape. You will be facing five other random individuals who have the same notice and preparation time. What do you do / buy in your possible last hours? And on to.
Oh, fuck. I would try to get as much training as possible in a weapon. I don't know if I'd get to choose my weapon or not.
Yeah, I think it just says, what do you do? What do you buy in the last hours?
I would buy find a coach.
I guess the gladiator games, you probably wouldn't, like, they give you the...
Yeah, they give you shit when you get there, right? Oh, God. I would find a trainer who could teach me how to...
Dougie?
Yes. I'm going to Dougie my way through the gladiator games. Fuck. Find a trainer who could teach me where to... hit to do kidney shots and how to snap a neck or something. I don't know.
What's your favorite way to wear your hair stop?
Probably down.
And back on.
Oh, fuck.
Down, just down?
Down, or like half pulled back and like a clip or something.
Yeah, I don't think we're to that question yet. Let's see. If there were to be a GWA convention in a tropical locale, what would you wear to it?
Oh, fuck.
And stop.
Oh, fuck. A tropical location, what would I wear? I don't know. Nothing?
Yeah, back on.
Fuck. Oh, God.
And stop.
So mean.
Now we're getting somewhere. I think. 50 minutes into it. Do you enjoy having your toenails painted? If so, what color? If they are now, what color?
As I said, I have a thing. I don't like feet very much, so.
So you don't do your toenails at all, then?
Not really. I mean, I keep them clean, but I can't be bothered.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, like I can't. I keep them trimmed and shit, but like.
Yeah, fucking hobbit feet.
Fuck you.
Back on. So many more questions too. God. What is your favorite style of audio to listen to?
Where the person is talking directly to me, instead of like a story.
It's like the first person stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's asking like that or like a certain category.
Oh, a category?
And we'll answer both, I suppose. And stop.
Wait, no.
Stop! For fuck's sake.
Oh.
Yeah, I know exactly where you are. Danger zone.
Style wise is dominant from both men and women.
Okay. As a listener, how do you like being told to come?
I think coaxing. Like encouraging coaxing rather than demanding.
Gotcha. I like that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, making, not necessarily. Come right now, bitch!
Yeah.
Do you like it when the directions are... Oh, I guess this is a multi-part. Okay. Anyway, do you like it when the directions are specific, or maybe when they include a countdown?
Oh, I love countdowns.
Yeah, countdowns are good.
Mm-hmm. And I would say not too specific. Just the countdown.
Just sexually specific? Back on. And would you rather the quote-unquote director come with you or simply observe and encourage? I'm assuming the word encourage.
Both words. I don't really care. I do like listening to people come, so. Mm-hmm.
What are you most pleased that you've done in the last year and stop?
No. Wait, no.
Damn. Stop! For fuck's sake.
What was the question?
Fuck that. Ten more crop. Damn. Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. No, fuck. One. Two. Three. Fuck. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Oh, fuck. Nine. 10. God damn it.
So which is your... I think... Did I ask that question? I don't know. Whatever. What is your favorite style of audio to listen to? Isn't that...
You that's just asked
on
that.
That's on there twice. Why is that on there twice? Is there anything on here that's made you think... Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry. Is there anything on here that's made you think I have to do that? Oh, like, I have to do that, I guess, would probably be the emphasis. Like, oh my god, I gotta get raped in the mouth. Like, this needs to happen.
I don't think there's really anything brand new. I mean, most of the stuff that I want to do now, I wanted to do before I got to GWA, I think, that I can think of.
So nothing new?
I guess get stalked.
I was gonna say you sure denial wasn't
not something I want to do.
Oh yeah, that's right. The want, the desire part. I forgot it.
Yeah, yeah.
So back on. Has GWA changed the way you think about yourself?
Yes, in that... Oh, fuck. I never really thought of myself as... Fuck.
Stop. You're like right there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Fuck you. I never really thought of myself as a like sexy person, not like a self-depreciating way, but in a I've always been more of like one of the guys, kind of like goofy and less sexy, and I guess that's changed with GWA.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What amount of fluid is too much fluid?
What?
Yeah.
Any type of fluid? I don't... What? What amount of fluid is too much?
I don't know what that question is.
The amount that I would drown in.
Okay. So drowning in cum is too much cum. Okay.
Too much. A little too much.
Just a little over
just
the top.
A tad. Just a no. tad.
When you're cocking me into drowning, I mean, it's time to stop. Okay. Useful sex tip.
Useful sex tip? I don't know. Pillow under the hips.
That is a useful sex tip.
Boom.
That is super good. First mental image that would immediately make you say the safe word.
Just because of a link someone sent me earlier, eels.
Eels? Yeah. Ah, ah, ah. No, no.
No,
bananas.
No. Hard line. Hard fucking line.
Hard line. Jesus Christ. Made of steel. Back on.
Okay.
If you could, in person, say four words to the president, then shake his hand and get a picture, what four words would you say?
Look. Oh, yeah, I'd fuck you.
So good. If you were presented with the opportunity to have your future read via tarot cards, would you take it? And if so, how much stock would you put in the predictions and stuff?
Fuck, you're killing me.
I know.
If I have had my tarot cards read before.
Oh.
And I don't put any stock in the...
Zero stock.
Zero. Don't really believe it.
Okay. So what's one objective that you would use to describe me right now? Three syllables at least.
Cruel. I just want to come.
All right, back on. If you were giving a tour of your current residence to a side character from a futuristic science fiction movie, what are the three things that you would consider an integral part of your tour? Town / surroundings as well as dwelling available, so you don't have to only talk about your house.
Okay. The wildlife around here, because we have a lot of really, really interesting wildlife. The beach, and...
Stop.
Please, no.
Stop. Got one please out.
I've been holding out on somewhere. You. Didn't want to give you the fucking satisfaction.
That's right.
And my kitchen, because I love to cook and bake, and so my kitchen is bomb.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
What else do we have here? Let's see. Okay. Do you have a taste / field / topic that you consider yourself more highly developed in than the average consumer? Example, you don't have to be a snob or nerd about it, but something you really enjoy knowing a lot about, like music or opera or roller derby or video games or rhinoceros breeding. That is the question.
I know a lot about... I do know a lot about roller derby,
Interesting.
But natural resource economics.
What is it?
Natural resource economics.
Oh. Super sexy.
Yeah, right? Totes.
Yeah. So this is roller derby.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Did you play roller derby?
I do not. I have bad knees. I've had like multiple knee surgeries, and roller derby would like destroy my knees. But roller derby is really big here. We have several teams, and I go to watch regularly with my friends, and I know some people on the teams.
Gosh, and... back on. So you know some people on the teams, and
yeah, and it's a really fun sport to watch, and fuck. And the crowds that it draws are really interesting because it's kind of like an anti-sport scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stop.
No, please, please.
Please what?
Please let me come. Please. Please.
Please what?
Please let me come.
No, fair enough. You go out on a blind double date with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
What would your date be wearing that would turn you on the most?
A button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up to his elbows.
That is like the thing now, right? It's like every chick's thing right now. The forearms and the...
Forearms with a good watch.
You can have one famous oral personality narrate one session of sexy time for you to listen to after the fact. Who do you choose? Could go funny or serious.
Helen Mirren. Love her voice.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have a general state of undress that you prefer when getting jiggy with it? Some people like lace, others love leather. What do you most prefer?
Not wearing anything?
Yeah. You know, I almost answered it for you. Like, this question. Is,
yeah.
Come on.
Naked.
The word undressing is like, you know.
No clothes.
All right. Is there anyone at work or otherwise in your daily vicinity that you would like to engage in torrid liaisons with?
Whoa.
Jesus.
Someone writing a romance novel?
Right. So good.
Yes, there is a really, really, really attractive...
Ah, turn it back on and tell us about him.
At my... this really attractive man who works at my office. And he... from Argentina. And he has the most amazing accent. Mm-hmm. And a really good beard.
Yeah. Argentinian with a beard, that's fucking...
Mm-hmm, and he's really tall, and he's tan, just... Fuck.
Why are you getting so quiet? if you could travel back in time to any period with your current knowledge, at what time would you choose in order to optimize your chances of ruling the world?
Can I ignore the fact that women can't take over the world in many time periods?
I suppose.
Okay. Then...
I guess it says a 50-year range. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh. Well, this is... I mean, this is just outside.
And stop.
Oh, no. Please.
No.
Fuck you.
We're almost there.
Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. The Cold War. Early stages of the Cold War, particularly around when the space race started, so like, I don't know, the 50s, just because I think I'd be really good at fear-mongering against some damn commies.
Damn commies.
Yeah.
Favorite restaurant ethnicity?
Indian.
Oh my god, fucking Indian.
I just got Indian
recently. I'd never tried it before, like, what? Last week. Yeah.
What?
Well, not last week. I think it was, like, 2 weeks ago or something like that. And this guy at work just kept telling me about Indian food. And I was like, well, I'm down to try it, but I don't want to just, like, order something random.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he gave me this long list of his favorites, and I just ordered everything. It was, like, five or six, I don't even care. It was like $50. I was like, fuck it. Ordering everything, and then I'll find out what I like, and then the next time I want it. Yeah. And then last weekend when I went out with my buddy, we went and had Indian food that was inside of an Irish pub.
Oh, what?
Yeah, what?
Is it any good?
It was excellent. Awesome. I mean, I've only had Indian from two places, but that one definitely beats the first one.
Oh, so. Indian food is so good.
Chicken masala.
Oh, so good.
So good. Mm. Let's see. Is there an action that you make others do that you know you do not enjoy, but love the results of being... sorry.
What?
And love the results... Wait, I can't read this question. It's so fine. All right. Is there an action that you make others do that you know that you don't enjoy, but you love the results of, because you know someone else has to do it, i.e. ordering some dish at a restaurant that you hate to make yourself, or putting groceries back on the shelf somewhere other than where you found them, or denying someone an orgasm?
Definitely that last one. I don't deny very often, so I'm nice. Yeah, you should try it sometime.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm nice.
Bullshit. If you were nice, I'd have orgasmed by now.
Patience.
One thing I do not have. my breakfast bagel. Hate making it for myself.
Mm.
Love you making, getting it somewhere else.
What a simple thing. Mm. And yet...
So good.
I know, that's crazy. Do you have a favorite bagel place?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They make their own bagels, and they do a egg scramble bagel with pepper jack cheese, and it's awesome.
Oh, man, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually try to go, like, a Noah's Bagels, if I can. Oh, but that's really the only place here that's good. Well, that I've been to, I don't know, whatever. Is the mental image of a dildo strapped on a... strapped on a person's head sexually arousing, like a sex unicorn? This is just an excuse to type sex unicorn.
ignoring the fact that I find anything arousing right now.
Especially a fucking dildo. Like, let me ride your face.
Let me at it. No, I think I'd laugh too much.
No sex unicorns.
No.
All right. A hand reaches your leg while in a dinner date with a significant other. It is your significant other and not a disembodied ghost hand.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah. What? You are 100% sure. No one... I can now remember who wrote these. I just... it clicked right now. You are... fucking whack job. You are 100% sure no one can see... do you let it do whatever it wants? It being your significant other and not the waiter that is desperate for tips. What? This guy. Oh. FYI, Vulture.
Oh,
for
my
fuck's
God.
Sake, your questions.
Jesus
Christ. So basically, I think what he's asking is if there's a hand reaching up your leg and you're on a date with your partner and no one else can see, do you let them continue or do you?
Yes, I've done that before. Yes.
Okay. Oh, you have? Sweet. Turn it on and tell us about it.
I was on an anniversary date with a boyfriend at the time, and so we were at a fancier restaurant than we usually go to. Mm-hmm. And so it had, like, the fancy white tablecloths. So no one could see under the table, and I leaned over at some point and told him that I wasn't wearing any panties under my dress. Mm-hmm. And a little later on, he started sliding his hand up my leg, and then... started fingering me while we were at the dinner table.
That must have felt good. Stop.
No, please. Please, please.
No. Love that wine. So good.
Oh, such an asshole.
Yours in particular is good. Okay.
just, yeah, after the last couple weeks of you sassing me. Okay. So, what are the top three things you most dread being made to do
while edging? Fuck this question. Fuck it. Okay. Edging.
You're just not a fan of edging, period.
Not a fan of edging.
I couldn't tell.
Right?
Yeah, couldn't tell yet. Yeah. Gotta had a motherfucker in there somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, my language has been pretty good so far.
You have, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I definitely was expecting a lot of, go fuck yourself, you fucking... just fiery fucking... Anyway. Okay. So, burner, because I hate your abbreviation. People always try to pronounce them like, fuck that T-A-B-A bullshit. Burner, you have promised to give me the most intense, mind-blowing... Not me, sorry. This is throw this away, that away. You have promised to give her the most intense, mind-blowing, life-changing, ass-spanking sexual experience in the history of sex. Please describe what you will do to me in detail. Extra credit for neon panties and a crop. Oh, the crop. Oh. You should definitely tell us this while cropping yourself. Oh,
fuck. Thanks, girl. Butt sex. That's what I do to you. Butt sex. Okay. Alright, fuck. One of my favorite things to do with other women is make them give themselves their first orgasm and watch so I can see, fuck, what they like, what turns them on, just how they like to be touched. So I'd probably do that first. Lay her out on the bed and tell her to touch herself. While I watched, and maybe,
turn it on.
Maybe play with her nipples while she did it.
Turn it on.
No, and still crop.
Mm-hmm. And still tell the story.
Oh fuck! And oh god. Okay. And once she had her first orgasm, then it'd be my turn.
Oh, would it?
Yes. Well, no, my turn to give her another one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that selfish. This is all about her, remember?
I was like, Jesus.
Fuck. And, and mimic what she did to herself with her fingers. And also, fuck.
Stop.
please.
Okay, you have 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Just mimicking her movements.
I wrapping my lips around her clit and using my tongue. Oh.
tissues in your mouth.
God damn it. And give her, make sure she has a few more orgasms just like that. Mm-hmm. And then just because I know she's curious to try it. I'd want to roll her over. With a pillow under her hips. And keep fucking her with my fingers while I spank her. Oh, fuck.
Excellent. Have you ever thought of the Kool-Aid man in a sexual not even when he says, oh yeah.
Oh no.
Please be honest. No.
No.
So keep it on. And let's switch to the spoon. While I make sure that there's no more questions here.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Don't you dare.
Oh.
Keep spanking.
Oh, please.
Keep fucking spanking.
Do you want me to count them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, one. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Two. Three. Fuck. Four. Five. Six.
What is it you desire?
What
is it that you desire?
Oh, right now? Mm-hmm. I want to come again.
Mm. What does that make you?
Oh. What? Oh my god.
If you could think of one word to describe yourself for that being what you want, after you just came twice, what would you call yourself?
Oh. 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 Probably. Oh. Fuck. Oh.
I know you know the answer.
Oh. Fuck. I can't. Oh, slut.
What kind of slut?
Oh, oh my god. Dirty little slut.
Close.
Oh.
I'm unconvinced that you want to come again.
What?
I'm unconvinced that you would like to come again since you can't get the name right. What kind of slut are you, Bernie?
I'm a cum slut.
Close.
Come on. Oh, please.
Please what?
Oh, please let me come again. Please.
What kind of slut are you? That's all you have to answer.
Oh, any kind of slut you want me to be. Please. Oh, fuck.
What kind of slut is insatiable?
No.
That wants more than one, two, three orgasms?
Oh, fuck.
Right there. I know you can think it.
I honestly can't think right now. Oh, please.
This one.
Please let me come.
Ten? Nine. Eight. Seven.
was greedy. So what kind of slut are you, bro?
Oh, I'm a greedy slut.
Can't hear you. 9.
Oh, I'm a greedy slut.
8. Can't hear you. Oh. 7.
Oh, I'm a greedy slut.
6.
Oh, fuck.
5. And what do you want, greedy little slut?
Oh, I want to come.
4. Can't hear you. Don't believe you.
Oh, please. 3. I want to come.
1. Switch to the belt. Let's do 20. 10. I want you to say thank you to all the people that made questions. First up, listen to the shy guy.
Thank you. Listen to the shy guy.
9. Next up, Sarah 9.
Thank you, Sarah 9.
8. 7. 6. Next up, throw this away, that away.
Oh, thank you. Throw this away, that away.
5. 4. 3. 10. Next up, holy fiction.
Thank you, holy fiction.
9. 8. Next one, lone wolf 18.
Oh, fuck. Thank you, lone wolf 18.
8. 7. 6. 5. Next up, Vulture 87.
Thank you, Vulture 87.
4. 3. Next up, Pond One Life, or Pond Life.
Oh, thank you, Pond Life.
10.
Oh, fuck you. Damn it.
8. Next up, Sexually Specific.
Thank you, Sexually Specific.
7. Next up, Stormy Jack.
Thank you, Stormy Jack.
6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And we cannot forget about the one that gave us the most. Thank you, Luna Lovegood.
Thank you, Luna Lovegood.
I don't think I can hear you.
Oh, thank you, Luna Lovegood.
1. Come.
Oh!
now, just for fun, to say goodbye. Let's see how many you can get in 30 seconds.
Oh, fuck.
Come whenever you can feel it. You have 30 seconds and we're done. 30, 20,
Thanks, everybody.